If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see these extinct wolves they brought back?
I did not.
This is a crazy story.
It's wild.
I don't know if I like it.
Wait, like dinosaurs?
Yeah.
But only wolves?
These wolves, they're called, are they dire wolves?
Dire wolves, yeah.
They've been gone for 10,000 years.
Where'd they go?
They extinct.
It was a joke.
Let's take this too seriously.
We're not on the same page today.
Yeah, I can say Worcestershire and they're extinct, Jamie.
They're extinct. They've been gone for 10,000 years, and scientists have gone into a lab and brought them back.
Wow.
Two of them were born. And I don't understand this. They were born in like October.
And we're just now finding out?
And we're just finding out. Okay.
That's weird.
But I think they wanted to make sure that they like grew and that they were going to be okay.
Do you think that somewhere somebody has some dinosaurs?
Dude, I think so. This is literally what they did to bring these dogs back is actually Jurassic Park. It's the exact same thing.
Really? Just like the movie?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whoa.
It's unbelievable.
It's wild.
All right, here's the story.
In a first for science, biotech company Colossal Biosciences says it brought the extinct dire wolf back to life, a species that hasn't walked the earth since the Stone Age.
The dire wolf is the first extinct species.
Well known
to the Stone Age.
Known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones. ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves, and we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence to contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf,
like what?
And it is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, dire wolves Romulus and Remus eating well and getting bigger every day.
I don't like this at
it's
all.
It's scary.
Romulus and Remus, I feel like they're going to take over the world.
It's like when they start doctoring our apples and made that weird apple. You know what I mean? Like some things you just don't, nature you just don't touch. Yeah.
And where do you get permission to do this? I don't understand that.
Polls.
I don't. Can anybody do it? Let's say you've got some cells and I've got DNA and you and I can just go off somewhere and recreate a T-Rex and come back and say, hey, look what we did.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering if we go for a hike over there and we scrape some of the rock, can we go and make a dinosaur?
Over at Dinosaur Mountain or whatever it's called?
Ridge, yeah.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
That's crazy.
It's weird. And they're saying that they're going to keep going and they're going to do the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
That's coming next, and they are going to do it, they say. And what they're saying is cruel, because you've got to do more than one.
Because then they don't have a friend.
Yeah, you got a lonely mammoth.
Well, I don't think, if you think about like a dire wolf or a woolly mammoth, those things are going to just massively disrupt an ecosystem if you actually try to bring it back. They're apex predators.
Well,
they have nothing that they can like kill them.
And look what happened with killer bees. That was a scientific experiment
exactly.
That went really wrong.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it did.
You got to shut this place down, man. They got to stop doing this crap.
Yeah, they got to have, it would
By
be like
way,
an island or something. But
you were talking.
Killer bees are a real problem. It was an experiment, I think, in China or somewhere, and they needed to. I forgot why they did this, but they created killer bees.
It was here.
It was here?
Yeah, because I remember them. There was a huge story about how they started down in the south, and then they were coming up. And part of the reason why they're not in Colorado is because of the elevation.
Yeah, but I mean, they do not give up.
No,
I mean, that is insane. I've seen them cover fire trucks.
Yeah, they lock on to CO2 and then they just attack anything that's emitting CO2.
By the way, here's the sound of a dire wolf, okay? Which no human has heard.
For 10,000 years.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Where'd they go? Well, that's not disturbing at all. In the middle of the night, out by the river.
That's cute.
I gotta get a bigger gun.
This is crazy.
It is crazy.
These are animals that were on this planet 10,000 years ago and haven't been seen since, and now they're back.
The one I can't get over still, the scientific experiment I can't get over, is when they grew that ear on that mouse.
Oh.
That was weird.
So weird. Why?
Right? And there's just a mouse walking around with an ear on its back.
Shouldn't this stuff be governed in some way allowed to happen?
It probably is. They probably had some paperwork they filled out.
Some red tape they got crossed.
And then move on to a woolly mammoth, and who knows what's next. What if they do a dinosaur?
They said they want to do the Tasmanian tiger, too, which I think is something from Australia.
They need to stop. They're scaring me. They're scaring me. They are.
We're
going to
need a bigger gun.
BJ and JP Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.